In the studio with us now, Samantha Pearson is here at Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation, Elm Street Manager and Walk It to Bike It Coordinator, advocate for pedestrian and bicycle safety and motoring public safety and wisdom and that kind of thing. Thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it always.
Good to be here, Mark.
Oh, I do appreciate it. And we have on the news line with us now, Dave Pryor's on the line. He's one of the founders and organizers of the Unpaved event that comes up soon. He's from MASP. PA. We've seen him working on the staff of Bicycling Magazine, now working for Lehigh University, but he's one of the folks that got the Transylvania Mountain Bike Race started up in the Center County region, and he's one of the founders of Unpaved, which is that off-road bicycle ride that can be just a few miles for folks if they want to get involved, or it could be over 100 miles, and it's coming up next weekend. Dave, thank you for calling in.
Oh, thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
I really do appreciate it. I just think that this is a fabulous event. Where did the idea for Unpaved in and around the Lewisburg region come from?
It came from, I went and did a few different gravel rides. Gravel bike riding and racing is kind of one of the growing components of cycling right now. It's great for getting people out on emptier, quieter roads that are less busy, there's less car traffic, there's less people trying to look at maps at the same time. Maps don't tend to put cars on the gravel roads, so they're great for bike rides. They're quiet, they're beautiful. And so I was doing some of those events. My partner, Mike Kuhn, he had put on some kind of events like that, and we got together and said, how can we do a big one, and where could that be? And he said, I know exactly where that could be. I went to Bucknell University. I used to ride and train out on those roads, and the Buffalo Valley Rail Trail was just put in, which is like a gateway out from Lewisburg to the forest. And so we started working with the Susquehanna River Valley Visitors Bureau as an idea for making a premier event, and here we are in year two already.
And how big is year two? Give our audience, please, some sense of the scope of this.
We will have 800 racers, riders from across the country coming in. We actually have a couple all the way from Alaska. We have people from California, Idaho. We have someone coming in from Vermont that used to race professionally. He'd been in the Tour de France, and he's racing the Tour of Italy. But we have 800 total in those three distances, which, as you said, go over 100 miles. 120 is our longest distance, and that's the race for Whoopie Pies, we call it. And that's the premier event. We have 300 people in that. It sold out in the week back in March or April. I forget when. And then we have two other distances, 90 miles, and then another one that's 54 miles, and there's 500 total in those two distances. And we're also putting on a 30-mile fun ride called Funpaved, and that uses mostly the rail trail and then goes out in some of the farm country, doesn't go all the way into the forest, then circles back into Mifflinburg and then back to Lewisburg on the rail trail.
Well, you know you're hardcore when you consider the 30-mile ride, the fun ride. That's, you know, for some riders, that might be peak distance or even.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely still enough of a challenge. It's a beautiful hard ride. We do have an aid station on because we know it's not just the out and back. So Rusty Rail Brewing Company has set up an aid station for that.
And really, we can talk about the economic impact in another segment. We can talk about the big impact on our area and how much fun this is. But this is really all about enjoyment of cycling, outdoors, enjoying the nature, and making sure that you're really participating in just a sort of a physical go-to sport in the outdoors.
Well, you should also think about it as this is a sort of alternate version of leaf peeping. Like, people in the state go and drive to places to see the leaves throughout the month. And here are people, this is Lewisburg's version. Often Lewisburg itself isn't the exact destination, but adding this 120-mile loop turns this into a tour of foliage.
We agree. It's also one of the things, there's a lot of hills on this ride, especially in the 120 to 90 miles. Even the 54, it goes up Johnson Road. So you'll get up there. So even if it stays warm during the fall, once you get up in those climbs, the leaves are definitely changing, and you have these beautiful foliage over the vistas that you start riding up to and get around to.
Well, and it isn't just the riding. There's a lot of things. I'll scan the schedule very briefly. We start out with Unraveled is next Friday. There's child care provided at the Lewisburg Children's Museum next Friday at 5 p.m. The bike valet parking at the M&T parking lot is available then as well. You can ride with the pros on Saturday with Walk It, Bike It. What's that in Hufnagle Park?
Sure. We're going to have a ride starting at 9 a.m. in Hufnagle Park. This is going to be it's open to anyone, so it can be unpaved riders and also just community members who are not otherwise participating in unpaved, but they can get a chance to try out a little bit of gravel road near Lewisburg. We put together a 24-mile route that it's mostly on paved roads, but it hits four different stretches of lesser known gravel roads. So that'll let the unpaved riders who've brought their bikes in from far away get the kinks out, you know, they've reassembled the bike, make sure everything's working properly. And it'll also give community members who haven't tried it a little bit of a sense of what gravel is like.
All right, then the Salsa Cycles Film Festival at noon?
Yeah, so there'll be...
Okay. Salsa Cycles is one of the premier bike and frame sponsor for the event, and they are big on adventure by bike. That's their tagline, and they've created a lot of short films that highlight things you can accomplish on your bike, long trips or short trips, bike camping trips, bike fishing trips, all sorts of ways that they've use the bike to do these sorts of things.
All right, well, and there's a wide range of other activities. We're going to scan through the schedule in our next segment at 7:40. But while we have Dave on the line, Dave, I kind of skipped over the economic impact. But since you've developed these races, let's assume we just, for some reason, can't codify or quantify enjoyment because we know these are a blast. So we'll say that is a fun side to that.
Okay.
Tell me about the economic impact of not only this race, but like Transylvania. What are we talking about?
When we're talking about events like those, and a big one is down in Kansas, the Dirty Kansas, the premier one, and it brings in, I believe it was $12 to $15 million over the weekend. So we're not there yet, but we believe that this kind of area has that capability. All the hotels in Lewisburg are sold out. We know the ones starting to get up by I-80 are starting to sell out, and so we want to bring that sort of level of impact to this community. The community has rallied around it tremendously, so I think there's a lot of positive momentum going in that direction.
And beyond that, let's describe the enjoyment. That is a big plus for hundreds of people next weekend.
Well, we're really trying to make it a weekend, you know, not just sort of zip in, do your all-day ride. I mean, there will be people out on this ride from 6 a.m. Sunday to 9 p.m. Sunday. But right, not just that. You have to, ideally, they'll be coming in not just the night before, but even maybe two nights before, get, you know, look around a little, like we said, do a shakedown ride, do a little bit of exploring. And we're really trying to encourage that and cater to that, really make the place welcoming, which we can talk about in the next segment. Also need to make our roads welcoming if they're giving it, you know, a little spin on the roads. We want to be welcome to all of our new riders on the roads.
Be nice, Central
Absolutely.
Pennsylvania. Dave, let's quantify enjoyment, please.
Quantify enjoyment. Well, we call this ride easy on the eyes and hard on the legs. There's definitely an element of this sport where you put in a lot of effort to get up those hills or do all those miles, and we want to have rewards for those sorts of things. And this area is perfect for that sort of...
All right, well, we're just about out of time. If folks are interested in more details about Unpaved, Dave, what's the best way to get more information?
Our website is UnpavedPennsylvania, spell that out, .com, so UnpavedPennsylvania.com, and you can find all of our links. Our social media right now has been very active with people being excited about coming into the Susquehanna River Valley.
All right, we'll give you a closing remark. Anything to add to our discussion?
I am excited about coming in next weekend, so hope that everyone will see you out at the Unraveled or at the Fall Festival, or if you want to cheer people into the finish at the Dunpaved Party at the Miller Center on Sunday evening. We look forward to seeing everyone there.
All right, well, great. You have an open mic here anytime. Check in again, please.
Appreciate it.
We will see you at some of the activities next weekend, and we thank you so much for all you've done. This is a big plus for our area. You didn't have to come here, but we're certainly grateful you did. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you guys very much. And talk to you soon.
Appreciate that. Dave Pryor, one of the founders of the Unpaved event, unpavedpennsylvania.com. Com is coming to the Valley next weekend. A quick closing segment remark before we close this segment.
Yeah, this has just really been a great way for the community to rally together. It's a combined effort of the Susquehanna River Valley Visitors Bureau, the Lewisburg Neighborhoods, Lewisburg Downtown Partnership, Lewisburg Children's Museum, the Miller Center, and I'm just really pleased at how we're all working together and coordinating to pull something off.
All right, and we invite folks to go to that unpavedpennsylvania.com, and of course you can always check out the Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation website. They have a link there as well. Samantha Pearson's in the studio. She'll be back at 7:40. We'll wrap up our discussion. I'll finish the schedule of the many events next weekend, and we'll make sure that we are set for Unpaved that starts Friday, October 11th.
Politics, sports, entertainment. Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Sanders, the fabulous producer, keeping us going here, so we definitely appreciate that. And Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom, says other than Danville and Northumberland, everything's fine traffic-wise around here. That's fine, unless you're on Route 11, then you're going to have a slowdown somewhere. In the studio with us now, Samantha Pearson is here at Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation, Elm Street Manager and Walk It to Bike It Coordinator. We're reviewing some of the activities associated with next weekend's unpaved event in the Susquehanna River Valley. It's called Unpaved Susquehanna River Valley. You can get the details at unpavedpennsylvania.com. And the Friday activities start. There's the Children's Museum will be providing some daycare. Get Unraveled is with the G in parentheses is the pub crawl in Lewisburg that starts at 5 p.m. on Friday. There'll be bike valet parking at the M&T parking lot at that time. Starts at 6 p.m. until midnight. In case you ride your bike to that particular event. Ride with the Pros and the Walk It Bike It event in Hoofnagle Park. Walk us through Saturday's events next weekend, the 12th.
Sure. And this is we want people to remember that this isn't just for riders. So we're really trying to provide ways for people who aren't ever going to ride 120 miles on a bike to participate. So Saturday, we mentioned the morning ride. Not only is it a reasonably somewhat shorter ride, it's 24 miles, which may still be a stretch for some, but it's 24 miles, and you get to ride with some of the pros that are in town, the cycling, gravel cycling folks, for the event. Dave Pryor was talking about the Salsa Cycles Film Festival that's going to be running Campus Theater, sort of cycling through these short films throughout the afternoon from noon to 3. And then we've also got the Lewisburg Fall Festival. That's going to be from noon to 5 in Hufnagle Park. There'll be food, live music, beer, wine, crafters, and bike vendors. So that will be a fairly big event. Think of like Woolly Worm, but really for the whole family. There's sort of all, and the visitors, like the cycling community. They'll also have their unpaved registration packet pickup there at the park. There'll be a Woolly Worm petting zoo put on by the Lewisburg Children's Museum. We're doing a Woolly Worm bike rodeo at the same time in the upper parking lot. So
the Woolly Worms are going to be on the bikes?
Well, they're on their poster for the Woolly Worm.
Okay, I was going to say, don't ride over the Woolly Worm.
No,
please.
Try not to. And that the bike rodeo is just from 1 to 3 that afternoon, sort of during the fall festival. Kids are invited to come and try their skills and learn a little bit about road safety. There'll also be a helmet fitting, so bring your helmet, and the folks from the Evangelical Health and Wellness Community Outreach Group will be doing helmet fittings, helping you get your helmet on your head properly and set all the straps set up properly. There'll also be a quick check of the mechanics of your bike from Earl's Bicycle Store. They'll be there. At the end, after the bike rodeo, we're going to have the Woolly Worm winter weather prognostication happening at the festival. So, look for that at 3 p.m. in the gazebo. The lab-coated
right
crew.
Tongue in cheek.
Right. Yes. But that'll be fun. And that evening, There's also going to be the unpaved rider meeting. And this is something, on the one hand, it's sort of technical information, but it's also, you know, the mayor will welcome the riders to the community. The general public is welcome to stop in. That'll be at the campus theater and sort of see what they're talking about, and get a sense of the scope for that, too. And again, we're going to do bike valet parking during that time frame from 6 to 9 that night. Then Sunday is just, you know, unpaved all day, all the way. So it literally starts early in the morning with, waves of riders heading out on the rail trail at 7, 8, 9, and 10. The different start times for the different lengths, and people will start making their way back by around 1 or 1:30. Even the really long riders, some of them go really fast. And by that afternoon or evening, there's also going to be the Done Pave celebration. So like Dave was saying, that'll be sort of the celebratory party from 5 to 10 p.m. in the Miller Center courtyard. And the general public is welcome to come to that, too. It will be, you know, a lot of sort of physically spent riders, but wanting to you know, sort of drink to their success. Miller Center is providing a Kids in Action program during the morning, so that that will help some parents also participate in Fun Pave. And then we're even doing the next day locally. There's not that much observance of the holiday, like the school district is not doesn't have the day off. But on Monday, since a lot of places in the country do have the day off, we're offering also a final fun ride. We're going to do a covered bridge ride, also 24 miles, this time on the east side of the river, leaving from Lewisburg, but heading out across the bridge, and we'll go see over two covered bridges on the course of that ride, and then hit Mays for
PennDOT was listening too. They're going to open Route 45 this Friday, tomorrow.
Right. That doesn't necessarily help us, but but yes, they actually called me contacted me after our last talk to let me know that the bridge will be open by then. And in fact, we just heard the Route 45 bridge will be open on Friday.
All right. Well, fabulous. So that's a quick thing. And as a motorist, I'm not going to be biking in any of these events, but I'm going to drive all over the routes and cross the roads and near the rail trail. How should I behave?
Just remember that the roads are for everyone. Cyclists do belong on our roads, and we should drive in a way that recognizes their right to use the road. We also want respect from the cyclists. We are, like the rider meeting, we'll go over rules of the road, reminding riders about, things like riding two abreast is allowed, but not more. And but there is no driver meeting, so that is a challenge. Want to remind everyone that if you do come across a cyclist, it is a state law that you're supposed to wait for a safe point to pass, and then pass, leaving 4 feet clear between you and the cyclist at a minimum. So that can be challenging. And that holds even when you're going slow, like in the borough. And we'll have, when you have that many riders, they'll sort of spread out from the center. So there will be a fair number of riders also, or of additional riders in the borough. Sometimes it's hard for people to decide, should I pass or should I not? There's nothing preventing you from just slowing down and waiting till the cyclist gets where they're going, you know, turns off from your route. You can even, if you're a person who sort of feels comfortable and knows how to do that, you can help sort of teach the people behind you, you know, that it is possible to slow down. That can often be mentally hard for people, but who just aren't used to driving at a more measured pace. But one of the challenges, like in Lewisburg, we have things like the going over the railroad tracks on St. Mary Street. It's very possible you might not be able to see a car coming towards you. Don't pass if you're, you know, right in front of street roller mills, and you can't see whether a car is coming up from Fifth Street. Just wait, you know, get down to Fifth Street and then where you can see the road ahead, make your move.
Be patient.
Exactly, exactly.
It's hard to do. It's easy to say, hard to do. But we want to be as welcoming as possible to the 800 riders.
Right, and like you said, the hotel rooms are all booked, and the restaurants are going to be selling all sorts of stuff to all sorts of people. People are even buying bikes here. Like, you don't always ship your bike. You come in and buy a bike. So that is all contributing to our local economy. It's helping businesses that we enjoy other times of the year. And, you know, I think we can... And people love it. Like, people last year, they were just so taken with how sort of... small town America Lewisburg is, right? The prize is whoopie pies. They're so into this. They're not generally here for a Wednesday market, so they can't necessarily go to see the auction, but they, you know, we should just show them a good time in a small town way.
Wait till they hear about Woolly Worm. They're going to be really excited. The Woolly Worm prognostication is on next Saturday, the 12th, at 3 p.m., so that'll be in Hoofnagle Park, so folks will get a chance to you always hear either National Weather Service or AccuWeather come out with their winter predictions, but none of them come out with their winter predictions until after the Woolly Worm, so they can factor that into their... That's more tongue-in-cheek. That's the lab coat.
It's our groundhog.
Right,
you know.
I want Mike Laser's magnifying glass. You remember how the
Mike is our prognosticator.
See, was sure. Who else can better interpret the plush? Who even knew that's what was the name of the fur? All right, where can I get more information on all of this, please?
So, actually, if you go to Susquehanna River Valley Visitors Bureau website, visit centralpa.com. There is a sort of compilation of everything. The posters are also up on, I believe, all of our websites and unpavedpennsylvania.com as well.
And your web address also
is lewisburgneighborhoods.org.
And next time, how's the paddle, public paddle working?
Public paddle seems to be going well. The river's quite low right now. We get the river gauge that tells us that under the bridge it's a certain level, but below the Slackwater Dam it's even lower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the gauge doesn't... And so that low level actually does allow for pretty easy upstream paddling, so that's good. We are, however, with the weather and the temps dropping, we're planning to put away the paddle arrangement for the winter about mid-month.
All right, so we'll pay attention to get your public paddling in while you still can. LewisburgNeighborhoods.org if you're unclear what we're discussing. Samantha Pearson, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation, thank you so much for coming in.
Great to be here, Mark. Thanks.